Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Our special guest is our friend Lewis Key. Lewis represents a company called Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated, and that's what we're going to talk about today is in this hour is Prepaid Legal Services. Lewis, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm fun to be here.
It's good to have you back with us. And Lewis, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell our audience a little bit about what you do in a normal day, in the normal day in the life of Lewis Key.
Normal day in the life of Lewis Key. I work with companies regarding employee benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the benefits that I have found that's really growing in popularity is prepaid legal services.
This is one of the products that you offer.
Exactly.
Okay.
And also all of the types of insurance benefits, group health insurance, life, disability, that type of thing. I've found that prepaid legal really ties in very well with all of those benefits for the employees, because most individuals don't know prepaid legal exists, and about the only way they find out is if their company offers it through a group.
Well, yeah, you know, most people are walking into an office and for an employee interview, employment interview, and the person, they talk about the job, and then the person says, let's talk about the benefits. And they say, okay, we got health insurance, maybe they got dental, maybe they got vision coverage, maybe they got some kind of disability, maybe we got a little bit of life insurance and that sort of thing, and a couple of weeks vacation, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't think I've ever heard anybody say prepaid legal services.
No, it's rare, and that's one thing from a business owner. It's an excellent extra benefit to add in there, because it's going to set them apart from the other companies. Because obviously, when you're looking to hire people, they're interviewing you at the same time.
You know,
that's one of the biggest things they look at is the benefit package.
One of the things the reason I think this is an important issue these days, and I'm sure you do too, the reason you're doing it, is because we all know, and I've said this on and on more over and over for the last several months, and that is the crisis situation that most small businesses, especially, but also large businesses, has these days in the marketplace with getting and keeping good employees. And one of the ways to do that is to leverage the benefits that you either have or can acquire into keeping good people.
That's exactly right. And
you've got to offer some kind of benefits. Even little companies these days, there are all kinds of ways that the little companies can offer benefits that give the employee a lot of bang for the buck without costing the employer a fortune.
That's right.
And it might be as little as just offering payroll deduction. The employer might not even have to pay it themselves.
That's true. That's what they can do. It's a very inexpensive benefit if they do want to offer it as a fringe benefit. But a lot of companies just look at it as, hey, it's a great benefit. They offer it through payroll deduction, and the employees really still appreciate what they're able to get.
Now that we've talked just for a second about how it can be acquired and the importance of it, let's talk about what it is. Tell us exactly what prepaid legal services is.
Okay. It basically, prepaid legal services is to attorney fees what your major medical insurance plan is to doctor and hospital bills. In other words, it pays attorney fees when you need to use an attorney for whatever the situation is. And that's it. Really, in a nutshell, it gives people affordable legal coverage, and it's really designed for the working middle class, for mm-hmm. people that have to think twice before they call an attorney, because they may not have $100, $150, $200 an hour, whatever it might cost, in order to access an attorney just to get some questions answered in a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to a young lady recently who had to go through a kind of an ugly divorce. And she really didn't have the money for an attorney. She did not have the $500 or $600 retainer for an attorney, and she wound up having to represent herself.
That's not good.
And I just wonder, you know, what it would have cost for something like this. And speaking of cost, let's take a second and talk about how inexpensive it can be. What's the lowest price for? And by the way, folks, I want to point out something here, Lewis. There's more than one company offering prepaid legal services, right?
Yes, there is.
So you have competitors.
Yes.
So it is. I guess the point I wanted to make there, Lewis, was it is an industry in itself. This isn't Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated, which is the company that Lewis represents, is not the only one out there. There are others. And we're going to talk about, later in the hour, we're going to talk about what to look for in a company that offers this kind of service. But let's talk about first let's talk about an individual. What if just an individual, somebody who works out there, you know, as an employee, and their company doesn't offer anything like this, and they just like to have that benefit? How would they go about getting that?
Legal plan, on an individual, you're talking about $16 a month. That inexpensive to have attorneys on retainer nationwide. You know, and when you break that down, that's about 1 hour's worth of attorney time is what a whole year's premium costs.
Mm-hmm.
So if you use the plan once a year, you get your money's worth out of it.
All right. Let's talk about the kind of services that you would typically find available for that $16 a month.
Okay. Well, one of the things that most people, you know, about 70, 75% of the public don't even have a will. Most people
mm-hmm.
admit they should have one, but they just haven't got around to it. That's one thing. You get a comprehensive will, which could be anywhere from a $250 to $500 value right off the bat. So,
no extra charge.
No extra charge. I mean, you get in and you get a will done, and you've immediately recovered about 2 years' worth of your premiums on the plan.
Okay, how long do I have to wait? When I start signing up for this thing, how long do I have to wait? Let's say I give them my $16. How long do I have to wait before I can get a will?
As soon as you get the form sent back to you, it would be about 3 or 4 days usually.
Okay, so
you start using the plan immediately.
So maybe before my check is cleared to bank.
Oh, yes.
I could, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
That quickly, the ink isn't dried on the contract, I could actually start deriving some benefit.
Yeah, and one good thing, too, one thing to look for when you're looking at prepaid legal companies is, do they cover pre-existing conditions? Because a lot of people have a legal situation at that time, and that's one reason they're looking to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they can immediately get into the plan and start using the plan. So that's something to look at. But common things that people run into, contracts and document reviews. You know, how many times has somebody said, well, I should have read that a little bit better before I signed it, or I wish I had.
About a million times, yeah.
Is the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing where you get.
Lewis, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, we're going to be right back. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Lewis Key is our special guest. We're talking about prepaid legal services. 888-822-8255. Stay with us. We are back. Thank you for joining us. 24 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Lewis Key is our special guest and our good friend. We're talking about prepaid legal services, the concept right now of prepaid legal services. And Lewis, before we get back into our discussion, I wanted to remind my audience that I'm going to be broadcasting this show next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from Washington, D.C., from the University Club at the Small Business Survival Summit, and I've still got a couple of registrations to give away. They're $150 value, and I wanted to tell you a couple of things that's going to be coming up. The program, the summit actually starts Monday at noon, and after Karen Kerrigan, the president, has a few opening remarks, James Glassman, columnist for Washington Post and host of Technopolitics on PBS, is going to be the luncheon speaker. After that, Kellyanne Fitzpatrick, is the president of the polling company, is going to be speaking. I haven't found out who the keynote speaker is for that evening, but they may know that. I just don't know that yet. Also, I'll remind you that that on Tuesday, I know that the luncheon speaker is going to be Steve Forbes, and so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then Kit Bond is Senator Kit Bond of the chairman of the Senate Small Business Committee is going to be the breakfast speaker on Tuesday morning. And a lot of other good folks that are going to be there, and we're going to have some of them on the show next week. So I'm looking forward to that. And if you'd like to get a free registration, call me this hour. This is the last hour I'm going to make it available, and then I'll have to fax the information to you, 888-822-8255. Lewis,
yes.
We were talking about prepaid legal services, and what we were talking about specifically before we took the break was how an individual could sign up for as little as $16 a month and start receiving benefits right away. And you even said that if there was a pre-existing thing, for example, they were in the middle of a divorce and they didn't have an attorney. Did they handle divorces?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Divorces, child custody cases,
bankruptcy?
Most companies, and that's one thing to check, is do they have exclusions? but a lot of companies have no exclusions. They'll cover it. They'll either pay 100% of the cost of the attorney, or there'll be a discounted rate, one of the two, depending
so
on
one,
what the situation is.
That's one good question to ask any prepaid legal organization that you do business with. What exclusions do you have?
Yeah, what exclusions do you have, if you have any, and does it cover pre-existing conditions? Because that's very important. I've had a lot of people sign up just because they were about to go out and hire an attorney off the street anyway and pay, you know, the full price.
Now, I gotta say though that it would make sense to me. I wouldn't complain or I wouldn't blame the company, the prepaid legal company, for saying that there's a 90-day waiting period or something like that, just to keep someone from signing up for $16. What's going to keep people from abusing this?
Well, you know, some companies do have that. Particular company I represent does not, and one reason is because our company's been in business in 1972. In the last 15 years, they've had about close to an 80% persistency rate of people that sign up for the plan stay on it.
Stay with it, yeah.
Once they use it, once they see the benefits of it. So they feel like that they ought to make it just as available as possible for the people, and if they can't give them good service, they don't deserve to keep them on as a client.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically let you get in and start using the plan immediately, and you don't have a waiting period. You know, on pre-existing conditions, sometimes you may have a discounted service instead of it being covered 100%.
Right.
But that still, a lot of times, will save you about 25% off of the regular attorney fees you might go out and pay off the street.
What would be the circumstances of a pre-existing condition, pre-existing situation? What would that look like?
That's usually something that has already happened. The situation that causes the need for an attorney has already happened before you've signed up for the plan. So that would be a pre-existing condition.
But why would that be a problem for someone, for an organization like yours? Why would they not like that idea?
As far as covering it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just the difficulty walking into the middle of something that was already maybe.
Well, why not if they haven't already got an attorney involved in it? It's not difficult walking into the middle of it. For my company, it's not a problem. I mean, they'll cover that plan.
Right.
But yeah, sometimes the thing has been going on for quite a while, and there's certain issues that they need to get involved in. And
right.
Obviously, too, if they covered it from day one and paid all the attorney fees, the prepaid legal plan companies would go out of business.
Exactly.
You know, they couldn't afford to do all of that for rates, you know, around $15, $16 a month. That's
exactly. Now, I still don't see how you do it. We're going to talk about, folks, what we're going to do when we come back. We're going to talk about how this works as an employee benefit and also as how it works for small business owners. When we come back right after these messages, it's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. And Lewis is going to I'm going to let Lewis tell you how you can contact him and his company. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our good friend Lewis Key. He works with a company called Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated, and that's what they sell, prepaid legal services. Lewis actually is a professional helping companies offer employee benefits to their employees. Lewis, we were talking a minute ago about individuals getting prepaid legal services, and we earlier in the hour we talked a little bit about offering this to employees, and I'd like to get back into that a little bit now. Tell us a little bit about how someone would go about offering prepaid legal services to their employees.
A representative that markets the prepaid legal plan and look at the plan, evaluate it, and then basically they've got a choice. They can, if they want to cover the cost or cover part of the cost, they can do that. It's not set up government-wise under a Section 125 pre-tax deduction. So they can have employees get in and get out of it. It gives them a lot more flexibility, actually.
But it's not pre-tax deductible.
It's not like a
cancer policy might be or something like
correct.
That.
Correct. It's not pre-tax deductible right now.
Okay.
The other thing, obviously, is they can offer it at no cost, really, to the employer by offering it on a payroll deduction basis.
So the first step that you might want to take is just to make the deductibility, the payroll deduction, available to the employees. Maybe that you don't pay any of the money as the employer, but you just say, okay, I'm going to make, let me let you meet these people. I'll introduce you to Lewis. You say this to your employees, and if you would like to subscribe, then I will deduct that from your check.
Exactly.
And that might be the kind of benefit that would help you to keep some of your employees.
Oh, definitely. And
now,
even if the employee is paying for it, it could still wind up saving them hundreds of dollars in a year on legal fees if they really need to use an attorney for anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's still a great benefit even if the employer is not paying for it.
What is the minimum monthly for that kind of a program?
Well, each state is different. Different states have their own regulations, and some states regard this as legal insurance, so it's regulated by the insurance department.
Oh,
but it can run from as little as, say, $9.95 up to $14.95, depending
a week.
On yeah,
a week.
Per month.
Oh, per month.
Per month.
You mean I could make for as little as just under $10 a month, I could make this available for my employees?
Exactly.
And what would it cost me as an employer?
As an employer, if you offer it through payroll deduction, it doesn't cost you anything. Just you making it available on a payroll deduction slide.
And what about administration or anything like that?
Administration, really, the prepaid legal company does all of that. For example, what I do with companies is I ask them to set up a 20-minute employee meeting, and I go in and do the presentation. I supply the forms. I do all the legwork. And submit a total sheet to the payroll deduction person, and then they administrate it, and that's basically all there is to it. And the company, the corporation, will actually handle all of the billing. It's billed once a month, just like group health insurance is.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody leaves the company, a lot of plans are portable, so the employee can keep the plan at the same group rate. They just pay the company direct instead of payroll deduction. So the employer, all they have to do if somebody leaves is they just write terminated on the bill and don't pay for them and send it in. That's all they got to do.
Is there any minimum employee number to qualify for a group plan?
Well, different companies could have different numbers. Our company has 5 employees, really.
So you have to have at least 5 to subscribe.
At least 5 to for them to start a group billing plan to bill the company once a month.
Otherwise, you could just tell your employees about it. If you had, say, 2 employees, you could just tell your employees about it, their bill would be as low as $16 a month.
Yeah.
Go back to the individual.
Exactly, and they could just buy it individually and pay the company direct on it.
Right. What would be something that the small – how would this benefit – think of some ways – or tell us some ways that small business owners could benefit from this.
Well, one thing –
themselves.
Other than, obviously, enhancing your benefit package,
mm-hmm.
and setting you apart from most companies, because most companies aren't offering this, so you're going to have something extra in there that sets you apart. But the other thing is that there was a lost work time study done a few years ago, and I think the statistics would even be higher now, but they found that about 48% of people in this study took time off work due to legal or legal-related matters. Now, that could be actually going to see an attorney. It could be just a situation such as family problems that they had to deal with. It could be an estate problem, somebody dies in the family, whatever, but there were situations to where the use of an attorney could have greatly benefited them.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of cases here, a lot of things that could be handled by the telephone. You talk to an attorney by the telephone, and you don't have to take time off from work to physically mm-hmm. go sit down with an attorney, and that's a big benefit for the employer. So it can help keep the employees at work, so it'll increase productivity for them.
Well, another thing, if my memory serves, this is a lot more convenient, as you say, for just getting some questions answered, whereas a lot of times if your employee has to go to their lawyer's office and wait, which they often do, then, you know, as you say, that's a lot of lost work time.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
For them and for you, even if you're not paying them for that.
Exactly.
You're still losing, they're losing the money, and you're losing the productivity.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, some studies have shown that's $100 an hour or more of cost of lost productivity when somebody is not there at work.
Right. Lewis, stand by. We got to take a break. Folks, it's 39 after. When we come back, I'm going to get Lewis to tell us whether we can use our own attorney or not. Where do these attorneys come from? 888-822-8255. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 44 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I want to remind you of what some shows that are coming up next week. Bright and early Monday morning, I'll be on the air with Karen Kerrigan, the president of the Small Business Survival Committee at the Small Business Survival Summit, where I will be broadcasting live from University Club in Washington, D.C. And she will be with us. I'm working on another surprise guest for that hour. Can't say who it is yet because I haven't got it confirmed. But it'll be if I can get it worked out, it'll be a very special guest and someone who's been on the show before a long time ago. Also, Bob Sullivan is going to be joining us, and he has got a really exciting Russian project going on. He's actually finished a deal, or is finishing a deal with. He's a little small business person, just like you and me, and he's closing a deal in Russia. And we're going to even tell us about that, and that's coming up Monday. Also, on Tuesday, Eleanor Solomon is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about the Fed that's meeting, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting, this meeting on Tuesday morning. And in the same hour, John Bertu with the National Taxpayers Union is going to be with us in the same hour, and we're going to be talking to him as well, he and Eleanor at the same time. And then Harvey McKay, the author of the new book, Pushing the Envelope, All the Way to the Top. He's the author also of Swim with the Sharks. He's going to be with us on Tuesday, and a bunch of other stuff coming up later in the week that I'll tell you about later on. Now, Lewis Key is our special guest. We're talking about prepaid legal services. Lewis,
yes.
Give us the phone number or any other way that we can contact you to talk to you and your company about prepaid legal services.
Okay, they could get a hold of me either one. My phone number is toll-free number 888-819-9491. Or they could email me at lewkey, that's L-E-W-K-E-Y, at AOL.com.
Okay. Or if you want to let me know, I will be, if you missed all that, you know how to get in touch with me, and I'll pass along. And if I'm not mistaken, Lewis, from the last time you were on the show when we were on another hour, you've already gotten some response.
Yeah, I sure have.
Good.
Somebody's listening to you out there.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that's working out. Main thing is that we just obviously if you can do some business, that's great. But the main thing is that I want to do is make sure that more and more people know about the services that are available, the prepaid legal services as an industry, and because the more people who know about that, the better it is for you.
Yeah,
let's talk about. Okay, I've signed up. We're doing business. Here's my $16. And you actually have other plans that we'll talk about later on higher quality plans. But let's say I picked out the middle plan. Let's say I'm spending $30 bucks a month with you or so. All right? Now, then I call you in 6 months and I say, hey, I need an attorney. I've been doing business with Eugene down the street here. Can I use him? What are you going to say?
Okay. Yeah, well, first of all, you can't pay $30 a month because that's too high. Maximum price would be $25 a month.
Okay.
Anywhere
for an individual.
Anywhere in the country for an individual, right,
okay.
Less for a group. But anyway,
right.
As far as the attorneys, if that attorney is willing to get in the plan with prepaid legal and accept referrals, you could use the same attorney. That's got to be set up beforehand before you go to them and start using them for service.
Okay.
But typically what happens is the prepaid legal companies are contracting with law firms all over the country and setting this up so that you have attorneys available. And most plans, what happens is you need an attorney. Well, depending on where you are, you'll pick up the phone. You'll have a toll-free number. You call directly in to that law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And then typically one of the lawyers will call you back, and then you go over whatever you need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things are just handled over the telephone. You never even need to go take time off from work and go sit down with somebody.
All right. Now, I work 7:30 to 5:30. I got a long day, let's say. And I work for some company. Or by the time I leave in the morning and the time I get home, I'm gone. You know, I'm gone a total of maybe 9 hours. All right. And so the only time I've got to talk to an attorney is at night or on weekends.
Okay. That's a real good question. Because our particular plan does allow you to do that. We have attorneys that stay in the office on weeknights after hours, particularly for that reason, to call people back at home that cannot be called at work, either don't want to be called at work or cannot be called at work.
So I might call tonight and do I make my request to a clearinghouse or
you would call in. You need to call in Monday through Friday 8 to 5 working hours, and you'll talk to a receptionist.
Okay.
You don't get voicemail. You talk to a receptionist.
A real human.
What you need to talk. What you know. What's the subject matter you're asking about, so they can refer you to an attorney that has experience in that area, and then you tell them what's the best time for the attorney to call you back. And then they'll have that attorney call you back, and it may be at your home at 7 o'clock at night. If that's
okay, so it's not like I call in and they say, okay, just a minute, I'll connect you with an attorney. There is a little bit of a lag time.
There's a little bit of a lag time, simply because of making sure we get the right attorney to call you back that has experience in those matters, and it's normally 8 to 48 hours is a worst case scenario. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm on the plan. I use it, and I've been called back within a couple of hours every time I call in.
Okay, what if I want to keep the same attorney? Let's say the guy answers my question today, and then I've got another follow-up situation in a week. Can I get that same person back?
Yes. Just when you call in there, just request that attorney.
Okay. All right, good. Lewis, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, we'll speak to you after. I've got some more questions for Lewis when we come back. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 24 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for those of you who go there and check that out. I appreciate it. Lewis Key is our special guest, and we're talking about prepaid legal services. Lewis, quickly, phone number and website.
Phone number, 888-819-9491. Email at lewkey, L-E-W-K-E-Y, at AOL.com. Website to check out more information is www.pplsi.com.
Okay. And by the way, folks, I want to remind you, coming up in the next hour, Doug Stives, resident CPA of the Small Business Advocate Show, and Rick Pinion, resident financial planner of our show, are going to be on at the same time, and we're going to be talking about pension plans for your small business. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up in the next hour. Lewis, you guys, let's talk a little bit more about the small business plan that you have, including a new one that you've got now for home-based business, small businesses.
Correct. We have a small business plan is basically for the owners of the business, and it covers legal expenses in the business name,
mm-hmm.
all types of, contract reviews, debt collection letters, trial defense services if the company is sued for some reason.
And how much of that?
That one ranges from $69 to $125 a month, depending on how many employees you have.
Okay.
It can go up to, in most states, can go up to 100 employees.
Okay.
And then we have the a new plan that's just being introduced, actually, which is for home-based businesses. And what basically that covers all of the personals. It's the same personal plan that we have, but they've added on a layer of business-related expenses to cover a home-based business-type situation.
For the same $25?
$25 plus. It'd be about $39 for that plan. And that would cover all of your personal-related situations, plus a lot of business-related situations, like contract reviews and debt collections and just, questions on business matters.
Heck of a deal.
So
And this includes, now this plan includes personal representation in court whenever it comes to that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
IRS audits, the tax attorney, if you get audited, have a tax attorney to be with you during the audit.
Very good. Now another thing I want to mention. We just got about a minute and a half or so, Lewis. What if someone wanted to go into this industry? If someone was out there saying if they're looking for a small business to get into, this you're a small business owner yourself.
Exactly. I'm a small business owner. This is a great plan to market. It's the market potential. Our market size right now, we've got about 0.2% of the market share is what they estimate right now. So this is going to be huge over the next mm-hmm. 5, 10, 15 years.
Now, and other countries do this a lot. In Europe, this is a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, in Europe's where the idea got started in the early 1900s, and I've heard estimates of 70-80% of the people in Europe have some type of prepaid legal plan.
Uh-huh.
So it's something that's really growing, and if people are interested in actually making money as a part-time or full-time job, they can contact me, and I can let them know how they could actually market the plan also.
Do you have to be a licensed insurance agent to do this?
In some states, you do have to have a legal expense license.
Okay.
About 12 states, actually.
Okay.
And other ones you don't.
Okay, I see. All right, so if someone wanted to contact your company or find out more about the industry, how would they do that?
They could contact, for prepaid legal services, they could contact on the website, www.pplsi.com.
And employment, there's an employment opportunity selection there.
And that, well, sure. Or they could give me a call, and I could give them, information. They could see some information on there about it, yes.
Yeah, give us the 800 number again.
888-819-9491.
Lewis, you did really well today. Thank you very much for sharing this information. Very beneficial, very important information, and we'll see you later.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jim.
Thanks again. Tell Mary I said hi.
Okay, I'll do
that. Bye-bye.
All
right, folks, got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back with Doug Stives and Rick Pinion. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.